The reading this morning is taken from James chapter 5, verses 7 to 20, and it's on page 1216 in the Church Bible. Patience in suffering. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you ill? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they'll be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, someone should bring that person back. Remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning again, everyone. Great to see you. So, you know I'm Anne now, don't you? So that's all right. Okay. Right. So just to ask a question, nothing to do with the talk, but does anybody know what come by are actually means? Come by here. Very good. The last time I sung that song, apart from just now, was when I was in the Brownies, which was actually quite a long time ago. But anyway, we won't go there. So let's just pray a short prayer before we talk. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege of being able to talk to everyone here. And I pray that each and every one of us will take something home today, something that we can cherish. Amen. So do you remember there's two names? So go to your Bibles, keep them open. They might be useful for this. Page 1216, I think that was right, Pat, was it? So, thanks for reading as well. So page 1216, there were two names in particular that came out of there. So one is in, so actually I'm going to let you just find them and I'll ask you later. That's fine. So what we're going to do is talk about how to pray using one method that I know about. Okay, there's loads and loads of methods. But first of all, can anyone tell me, including Heidi, Madison's on screen, so can anyone tell me what prayer is? Very short definition. You can have a think. Talking to God, yeah. Brilliant. Anything else that's added to that? But perfect. Thank you. Anything? Listening. Yeah. So this is most. I'll bring my prop out. I've got a prop. I've used it in God's Kids before, but here we go. Yeah, there we are. So we have one mouth. I'm just looking worried. It might fall off. So we have one mouth, don't we? And which I use a lot. And two ears. That's the big thing, isn't it? That it's for, we're listening to God as well. And I think really that's it, isn't it? I'm going to take, because they muffle my ears a bit. Okay. So the acronym that I'm going to use is ACTS. Not Acts of the Apostles. Could be Acts of Prayer. Could be like that. So has anybody heard of that? ACTS. You have? Oh, fantastic. Okay. So Chris is has put up the slide. It was a nice, easy slide to do. And so now we've got to work out what they all stand for and how we use them in prayer. And I'm going to relate a little bit to a couple of verses in the passage that we've read, that Pat read. So what does A stand for?
Adoration.
You're too good. So what does adoration mean? Well, I think it might be two things. Oh, you're stumped now. Any of the children know? Oh, sorry?
Holding somebody in awe.
Oh, very good. Holding somebody. Who's the somebody, though? Well, in prayer. Can we say God? Is that all right? Yeah, cool. Okay, so we are holding God. What did you say? In awe. Yeah, absolutely. That's brilliant. I hadn't thought of that one, but that's really good. So the first part of that word is adore, and then you've got ation. Now, it made me think of something that's happening on Wednesday. Do we all care about what's happening on Wednesday? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we won't ask if anybody does. Do you know what's happening on Wednesday? It's nothing to do with the church. It's Valentine's Day, so some people might be thinking about it. Anyway, I don't. I'd be very worried if I got a card. Anyway, yeah, that's fine. Quite happy with that. I live on my own, for those who don't know. I'm very happy, very happy. So adore, what does that mean if it's to do with God? Love. Excellent. Thank you so much. I love interactive talks. So I'm just repeating everything so that people on Zoom can hear as well. So love. And then if you take adoration as a whole, in awe of God, what are we doing to... I can't say the word. To show that, yeah, to show that we're in awe of God. What have we been doing in the service? Worship. The whole service is worship, isn't it? Absolutely. But
praise.
Thank you. Well done. Yeah, thank you. So praise, so important. And we do that in the songs, don't we? And if you get a moment later, have a look at Psalm 150. It's absolutely full of praise. Nothing else but praise. We've been singing praise, haven't we? And verse 13, I did it in large print so I can see. So verse 13, it says, is anyone among you in trouble, let them pray. Okay. So pray for that. That's great. Is anyone happy? Are you all happy today? Excellent. Let them sing songs of praise. And we can praise God in other ways, can't we? Instead, as well as singing, we can praise God by praising him at maybe the beginning of our prayers or something like that. Praise him, how wonderful he is. So it's not just songs, it could be spoken praise as well. Okay, now C, what do you think that's for? This is an easy one. Well, I thought adoration was quite hard, but...
Contemplate.
Oh, I like that. But people are saying confession as well. Let's have both. We'll have both. That's fine. Confession is the one, whoever wrote this, nor wasn't me. God wrote the talk, not me. So whoever wrote the act said confession, but contemplation is brilliant. I like that. I actually led a quiet day yesterday for our new licensed lay ministers in training, and even I kept quiet, which is amazing. So contemplation, I love being quiet actually, is important. But confession, what's confession? Now, some of the children, any of the children know what confession is? If you don't want to talk to me, you can talk to your parents if you want to, or carers. No? Nobody knows what confession is. Okay. Right, we'll try the adults then. What's confession about? No? Saying sorry, absolutely, yeah. Saying sorry to God. Because even though Jesus was, he died on the cross to save us from our sins, he was the ultimate sacrifice, we still need to say sorry for everything that we are doing wrong. I'm going to tell you a very quick, funny story now. I've told everybody before, but some people I haven't met, I don't think, before, that I'm a bit of a rebel, and I was a very naughty person as a child, very naughty. I was about 10, my mum had gone out, dad had gone to work, and I was had a play date. It wasn't called those in those days, but I had a play date with one of my neighbours, and we had a great time. And then we suddenly thought, let's make a mud pie. Anybody done that in the past? Oh, you have. Brilliant. Excellent. Great fun. But what I did was I raided all mum's cupboards in the kitchen, and I pulled out all of the meat extract. I mean, what is a meat extract? I don't know. But the Marmite, the Bovril, anything that was brown, syrup, everything was sort of golden, isn't it? But anything that was brown, I added it all in, and we made a great mix of stuff, and it smelt disgusting, and we didn't taste it, no way. And then mum came back and she said, have you been cooking, Anne? And I said, no, I've been making things but not cooking. She said, why is everything all over the table? And I said, we made a mud pie. And she said, oh, okay, could you tidy up, please? That was it. I said sorry, but she'd already forgiven me, you see what I mean? But I still said sorry, and I think that was important. But anyway, she was a lovely lady. Okay, in all ways. So, saying sorry. And verses 15, the end of 15 and 16, if they have sinned, I mean, read it in context to yourselves later, that's fine. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. But we need to say sorry. I just want to add that bit in. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Now, we may not always want to confess our sins to each other, but we can confess our sins to God at any time, anywhere. Okay? So that's always good. So the next one is T. What do you think T is for? You're all too good. I didn't need to do this at all. Thanksgiving. So why? What's thank you all about? Thanksgiving. What's that all about? Saying thank you, obviously. But do we say thank you in our prayers? It's appreciation. Brilliant. Love it. But sometimes I forget to say thank you. I'm confessing now. Yeah. Stops the what? Stops and moaning. I don't moan. Yeah, it would. Yeah, it does actually. And saying thank you is good, isn't it? Okay, I've got a little task for you in a minute. Little task. Okay. I've said it. It's not supper. No, or dinner. So what do you think it is? Now I've said half, most of the word. Supplication. So what is that? Anybody know? Asking. It is, yeah. So I thought of this yesterday when I was writing this in the quiet day. You know, I've got to do something with my hands. I can't not. But anyway, I suddenly thought, we are sending God a list of our supplies. Supplication supplies? No, maybe not. Okay. So what is it that we want to ask God for? So what sort of things do we want to ask God for, generally? Do you want rain to stop for, what was it, 3.5 years, wasn't it, for Elijah? That was verse 17. 3.5 years. That might give time for all our puddles to dry out, mightn't it? They're quite big. No, a bit shorter than that. So what sort of other things do we might want to ask God for generally?
Peace on earth.
Peace on earth. Excellent. Yeah, thank you, Helen.
Our friends,
definitely. Thanks, Pamela.
Healing,
yeah. That comes up as quite a big one. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Strength to live.
Strength of living. Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. So, I did... So when we ask God, but we can also ask God via somebody else. You know, I'm not teaching people to do healing ministry. I'm not doing that at all, or praying for people who are unwell. There are people better qualified to do that than me. But we do have prayer ministry. We got it today as well. No, not today. Okay, that's fine. But we do have prayer ministry. And so you can ask somebody to pray for you, which is absolutely wonderful thing to do. And it's something that is brilliant. It's not embarrassing. It's absolutely brilliant. And a few years ago, I'm talking now 2006. Now, quite a lot of you will know the story, but there's also quite a lot who don't. And I think it's worth repeating. So I have a lot of joint problems. I've had 2 hip replacements. I'm waiting for a knee replacement. So yes, I'm in a lot of pain all the time, but not as bad as the pain I was in between 2001 to 2006, because it was nerve pain. And if you've had a back injury, sciatica, or a toothache even, it's like that, but for 5 years. And I often went up to ask for prayer, particularly at a Christian conference, which is called New Wine. Some of you may know about it. Well, quite a lot of you may know about it. And so I went up quite regularly for prayer. Nothing happened. I felt good because I felt prayed for, if that makes any sense. I felt whole, but my pain didn't go. Okay. Then in 2006, I was actually offered the chance of having a job that I was a dream job, but I couldn't do it if I couldn't walk unaided. And that was the problem. And so in the New Wine of 2006, I went up for prayer again and I said, I'm asking because there is a job that's waiting for me and I can't do it if I'm in severe pain and can't walk without any aids. And so I was prayed for. Nothing happened at first. I went to hospital because I used to have treatment in hospital to help my pain. It did help for a little while, and then I had it again and then again. And so it kept it sort of slightly less for some time. But now I went for this treatment. It was an epidural, if people know about those. And they worked quite well. And then I went for my appointment to book the next one, because they only last 3 months. And they said, where's your crutches? And I said, I don't need them anymore. And I said, I have no pain whatsoever anymore. I said, how's that happen? And I said, someone prayed for me. And God did it. And he said, brilliant. Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing to tell people about any stories you have. People love stories. And so I had no pain whatsoever for 13 years, which is the longest time I've ever had without pain. Okay. And so my immediate reaction was to say thank you to God. So the supplication was, I asked somebody to pray for me, but the thank you, I just couldn't stop saying thank you and to praise God for it. Okay, so there you go. That's my short story. Not too long, I hope. So a little task for you. Who did you find in the Bible in this passage? So the two people. So one of them is in verse 11. And you can pronounce it how you like. Job, yes. So Job was He had a whole book to himself in the Old Testament. It's got about 42 verses, I believe. I think that's right. Something like that. And he suffered badly. Satan came and just made him suffer horrendously. And I wouldn't say he was particularly patient. It says he persevered. In other versions, it said he was patient, but he had so much faith. He had huge amount of faith in God. His so-called friends were helping him out, trying to help out. They didn't do a great job. But anyway, it was with God's help that he eventually came to an amazing life after that. Okay, so who's the other one? Elijah, yeah. So, and who? What's Elijah? What was his role? He's a prophet, absolutely. He's actually, I think, a really important prophet. I mean, they're all important, but he doesn't have a book to himself. All the rest seem to. So anyway, but his story is in Kings. One Kings? Yeah, I think it's 1 Kings. But he had an amazing time. So he's the one who prayed about the rain, or rain stopping and then rain coming back. So there you go. Another little task. So we're going to have the Lord's Prayer up here. So what I want you to do is just look at it and think about where the different elements are. Can you see praise in there? Yeah, so, hallowed be your name. Does it end? Sorry? I know, praise at the beginning and the end. Actually, quite a few psalms do that as well, don't they? Praise at the beginning, praise at the end. Moaning in the middle sometimes, not always, but yes, true. It's true, isn't it? Okay, but I had faith, so that's great. So, good praise, morning, beginning and end. I mean, this is the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples, isn't it? So, their prayer, our prayer. There are others. What about confession? Yeah, that's quite clear, isn't it? Yeah. And then thanksgiving. Oh, it's gone quiet. It's gone a bit quiet, hasn't it? But even though we... Sorry. Yeah, so forgiving people, I mean, yeah, that's important. Yeah. We can still thank God for them as well, can't we? Thank God for our neighbours. Kingdom, yeah, we can be thankful for the kingdom. Yes. Absolutely. So Sandra's saying that for the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours. So, yeah, thanking him for that. So it's indirect. I was making you work hard there, wasn't I? That's good. Making it indirect. But we can still add thank you prayers, can't we? And then supplication. Quite a small phrase. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I've missed that. Yeah, that's supplication as well. There's... Give us our daily bread. So when was it that we added please? It doesn't say please, does it? Just give us our daily bread. So anyway, but that's good. Lead us not into temptation, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that acronym ACTS has helped you a little bit to develop your prayers. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.